next item is old business. First item of old business is conditional use number 1946.
Mr. Chairman, that's in my area, and I'd like to just open it up if we could, see if there's any comments from any of the commissioners that might be helpful.
And that is conditional use number 1946, Clean Delaware Incorporated, for anyone who might not recognize it by its number, like, for instance, me.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll start it. I was not at the public hearing when that was held, but I have had an opportunity to review the record and the exhibits, and I'm prepared to vote on that motion. Having said that, despite not having the benefit of physically seeing the individuals who were here in opposition, I think it's one of those circumstances that, as our county grows, we're going to continue to run into issues of how do we dispose of, the after effect of our sewage. Right. And I think with the DENREC involvement and supervision, so far it's something that's been adequately done in our county, and probably is something that will have to continue. And as long as there's adequate safeguards for the public, and with the proper testing and supervision, it's something that. That is permitted in an agricultural region and is one of those necessities of life.
Okay, sir. Anyone else?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Burton, for the opportunity to comment. And I can remember sitting beside Mr. Ben Gordy, who occupied this seat for so many years, and he would tell me on a conditional use, he would say, Rod, he liked to consider whether the use was essential and whether the site was the correct site. And as Mr. Johnson said, I think the use of needing to dispose of these materials, the sludges, are the way to go. It's what our companies need. It is an essential operation. The site itself is where I think that I have some concerns. They were brought out. I did vote for an application that was just the same way. I believe the applicant was the Baxter Farm some odd years ago. And that application did not meet with any opposition from the public. And the site of the area where the spoils and the disposal was going to take specifically take place was surrounded by huge tracts of other land that were only owned by the Baxter Farms, and I think the runoff was not an issue. I was given pause when the applicant, in response to my question about a bond, indicated that they were bonded in case there were some accidents, but they indicated that it was in the amount of, I believe, $40,000 or $45,000, which I did not feel was of a sufficient amount. So, and the other thing that concerns me about it, I know it's got great access to Route 1. I was up in that area, looked at the site again yesterday for the third time. It's by being so very close to the Sussex and Kent border. I'm thinking, are we doing something where we may be putting some of our Sussex soils in peril for the importation from other counties or perhaps out of state of the residue? I do get that we have to put our trust in DENREC and their monitoring of the spoils to be disposed on the site. But I just wonder if we can be accountable, and I don't have a good feeling about being able to trust if there were some sites that were trucked in from out of state or from perhaps Newcastle County. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I agree on the need. I think obviously the need is very obvious, so that's not an issue. But our decision is a land use issue, and the land use question is this agricultural request appropriate in an agriculturally zoned district? The environmental issues in this particular case are very regulated by DENREC because it is treated biosolids with a human waste component involved, which is why they have such a regulatory oversight. So even if we approve the conditional use, it doesn't mean that DENREC will actually approve the permit. They still have a review process to go through. And the guidelines of the buffers that were talked about at the public hearing are simply a starting point for DENREC. So they can either expand those buffers, adjust them, or after further study, decide that the site is not suitable and still decline the permit, in which case the CU would automatically drop if we approved it. So in my opinion, this decision is one of land use, not one of the environmental issues, even though I think they have meritorious debate and discussion, but those will most certainly be addressed by DENREC in reviewing that application.
Thank you.
All right, so there you go.
Thank you. And I too feel that this type of waste disposal, you know, we just can't keep dumping it into the landfills or into the ocean, so we have to find other ways in which to get rid of it. And in addition to that, I also feel that Clean Delaware is probably the right company to do it. In talking with all the research and that I've done, unanimous thought is that Clean Delaware really runs a good show, because you're talking about something that really can affect us all if they're not the right company. So I applaud Clean Delaware's ability to do this. I just feel that the site is not correct, and I hear what you say, Mr. Ross, that it is a land use thing, but the site troubles me. The site troubles me in its proximity to the other neighbors. It troubles me that it's on two sides of the road. It troubles me that it's next to the Missipillion. So those are the concerns that I've had, and I'm prepared to make a motion. Mr. Chairman, and we'll just see where it goes. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1946 for Clean Delaware LLC for land application of Class B sanitary waste, non-sanitary food processing residuals, and portable water iron residuals based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. It is evident from the record that the applicant chose this site because it was available and not because it is the most suitable site for this type of operation. There were many concerns raised during the public hearing about the impact of this proposed use on the Missipillion River, which is an important environmental and ecological resource for Kent and Sussex County. I am not satisfied that the applicant has adequately addressed these concerns, and there are other agricultural areas within Sussex County which do not have such environmental and ecological concerns where this type of use would be more appropriate. I am not satisfied that the topography of this site lends itself to the application of sludge materials. As described in the applicant's project development report, the topography of the site is moderately sloping towards the Missipillion, and surface and groundwater drainage is generally directed towards the river. The applicant has not adequately addressed these factors that are unique to this site, especially when there are other lands in the county that do not have such limiting factors. In addition to the topography and proximity to the river, the applicant has also stated there are some areas of the site that are within the flood zone boundaries, and that areas of the site are listed as areas to avoid due to flooding or high water tables. I'm not satisfied that the site with these characteristics is appropriate for the application of sludge. There are currently other locations where flooding, flood zones, and high water tables do not exist, which would be more appropriate for sludge application. Several adjacent landowners and farmers testified in opposition to the project, stating concerns about the effect of the use on crops they grow for human consumption. While crops for human consumption cannot be grown on this land, while sludge operations are ongoing, I am not satisfied the applicant has adequately addressed how to protect adjacent farmers from the adverse effect of the use on their own crops. Although Dendrec regulates this site, I am not satisfied that there are adequate measures in place to protect neighboring properties or the Missipane River. For example, the record referenced that while Dendrec requires a bond as part of the permit, it is only in the amount of $45,000, which is not nearly sufficient to address any environmental concerns that may develop or the loss of portable wells on adjacent properties due to the use. In summary, while this type of use may be necessary in Sussex County, this is not the most appropriate site for it. Other more appropriate sites would include those that are flatter, without drainage, flooding, or runoff concerns, sites that are not adjacent to the primary environmental features such as the Missipane River, sites that are part of a larger tract of land under common ownership to isolate the use from properties of other ownership, sites that are not surrounded on at least one side by residential lots, or sites that do not contain other limiting factors like those that exist on this site.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1946 Clean Delaware Incorporated for the reasons and with the stage with the for the reasons stated in the motion. Gentlemen, I just want to remind you that this is a motion to deny. A vote for the motion is to vote against the application. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No. Let's call a roll. Mr. Burton?
I vote for the motion.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
I vote no for the no against the motion.
Smith?
For the motion.
Mr. Ross?
Opposed the motion.
The chair opposes the motion. The motion is denied or is defeated 3-2. Okay, any other action want to be taken at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take a swing in the other direction and see how it works. Thanks, Mr. Smith. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1946 for Clean Delaware LLC for land application of Class B sanitary waste, non-sanitary food processing residuals, and potable water iron residuals based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is a farm that has been in agricultural production for many years, and it will continue to be in agricultural production as part of this use. The application of materials by the applicant is not unlike the application of soil additives and fertilizer materials that occur in ordinary farming operations, and it will be monitored to the same or greater extent than regular farming operations. Two, the proposed use is consistent with the underlying AR1 agricultural zoning of the property, and it is essentially a fertilizer that will supplement the farmer's own fertilizing plan. Three, the application is subject to the Dendrec application permitting and monitoring process under Clean Delaware LLC's Dendrec permit, quote, authorization to operate a land treatment system for the agricultural utilization of sludge and waste products, end of quote, state permit number 1202-5-03 as amended. Four, the use serves a public purpose by serving many municipalities, public utilities, and businesses, as confirmed by letters supporting the proposed use contained in the record. Five, as stated by the applicant, all of the materials are treated at the source before acceptance and delivery to the applicant for disposal on the subject property. Six, the site of is one of several utilized by the applicant for land application of sludge materials, and this property will be part of the rotation of these properties. As stated by the applicant, there will not be regular ongoing applications of materials on this site. Instead, the application of materials will alternate with other existing sites operated by the applicant. Seven, while there were concerns expressed by neighbors and others about the proposed use, Dendrec has the ultimate control and jurisdiction over the process and the application of the materials on this site. Dendrec will also monitor ongoing operations on the site through inspections and monitoring wells. In addition, this recommendation includes several conditions to address many of the concerns raised during the public hearing. 8, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, all activities shall be authorized by and in compliance with Clean Delaware LLC's DENREC permit, quote, authorization to operate a land treatment system for the agricultural utilization of sludge and waste products, end of quote, state permit number AGU 1202-5-03 as amended. B, this approval shall automatically terminate in the event the DENREC permit referenced in condition A expires, terminates, or is found in noncompliance. C, land application activities shall be limited to the hours of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. D, no land application materials shall be stockpiled longer than 7 days on site. E, the sources of materials shall be limited to those identified in DENREC's letter to the applicant dated January 1st, 2012. Those sources shall be identified on the revised preliminary site plan and the final site plan for the project. F, buffer areas for surface application shall include the following as required by DENREC, and these buffers shall be shown on the final site plan. A, 200 feet from occupied off-site dwellings, of which 50 feet will be vegetative. B, 100 feet from occupied on-site dwellings and potable wells. C, 25 feet from non-potable wells and public roads. D, 50 feet from bedrock outcrops, streams, tidal waters, and other water bodies. E, 25 feet from drainage ditches. G, buffer areas for subsurface injection shall include the following, as required by DENREC, and these buffers shall be shown on the final site plan. A, 100 feet from occupied off-site dwellings, of which 50 feet will be vegetative. B, 50 feet from occupied on-site dwellings and potable wells. C, 25 feet from non-potable wells. And D, 15 feet from public roads. E, 25 feet from bedrock, outcrop streams, tidal waters, and other water bodies and drainage ditches. H, the final site plan shall show all avoidable areas due to flooding or high water tables. I, in addition to the buffers required above by DENREC, there shall be a buffer of at least 100 feet between any lands where materials are applied and any adjacent lands used for agricultural production. As proposed by the applicant, this buffer shall contain bioswales or filter strips to prevent runoff onto adjacent croplands. This buffer area and the bioswales or filter strips shall be shown on the revised preliminary site plan and final site plan. J, all entrances and roadways improvements shall be constructed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. K, all entrances shall be improved and stabilized with pavement, crush and run, or similar materials to decrease dust or other materials on county roadways. L, the location of the temporary stockpile of materials shall be shown on the site plan. It shall be located on the site to minimize any impact on residences, neighboring properties, and the Missipillion River. M, because the Missipillion River has an important environmental, ecological, and ecotourism role in Sussex County, there shall be a planted vegetative buffer between the area used for land application and the river to screen the use from the river. This vegetative buffer can coincide with the separation buffers required by DENREC. N, there shall be means and methods in place to eliminate pest and insect infestation that may result from this use. O, the applicant shall submit a revised preliminary site plan to the Office of Planning and Zoning, incorporating or listing these conditions upon it. And P, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Ross is very thorough motion. One of the areas that stood out for me that maybe isn't a requirement of DENREC, but can be a requirement or a condition that we as a commission can place on it, and that's the 50-foot vegetated buffer. As I understand, that's not a part of DENREC's regulations.
It's not. I added it in to try to protect the neighboring property
owners. It's Mr. Ross's regulation.
It's Mr. Ross's regulation. And I think it's very good. I think it should be included as a condition. I just don't want to have that pop up and they say, well, gee, DENREC doesn't require that, so we're not going to do it. I don't know if we want to have that as a separate condition because those conditions are referencing the DENREC regulations, and I don't want to give them an opportunity to have an easy out.
Well,
I guess everybody's looking at council.
That's the council.
Yeah, I'm looking at the wording of it.
Smoke coming out of the gears over here.
Yeah, right, the gears are turning. I think what you can amend it by saying, you know, and it was condition F and condition G, and then there's subparts A through E in both of those. Probably just add an F. The vegetative buffer requirements are in addition to those required by DENREC. So there'd be another little F for both F and G. Just so it's clear, I see what you're saying, because it eliminates that question of, well, those weren't really required by DENREC, so do we have to do it the way it's worded? So did you get that, Lawrence?
The motion was read, you're saying that stays the same, and you're just adding F to reference A in both cases, that the 50-foot vegetative buffer is an expansion over and above DENREC's requirement.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good with that. That's a friendly amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Just so it's clear in the way it's worded and everybody's understanding that that's like, for example, on F and little a, it's not 200 feet plus another 50 feet. It's right. That 50-foot vegetative buffer is part of that 200 feet.
Right. Right. But that's designed to give the neighboring property owners some additional protection.
So what Vince would quote it again is the way it should be worded, and we'll make that F under F and F under G.
Right.
Correct.
Or little F under F and G.
Yeah.
How should that read?
We good? I'm good.
I think what you would say is just say the vegetative buffer requirements.
Referenced
above.
In A.
Are imposed by planning and zoning in addition to those required by DNREC.
So it's clear that they originated with a commission
and
that we're not just going.
You know, instead of imposed, change that to overlaid. I think that makes sense. So it's not, again, we don't get into some question 10 years down the road if it's 200 feet with another 50 feet.
So the vegetative buffer requirement referenced in A above are overlaid by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Onto the DENREC buffer requirements.
The DENREC buffer requirement. That's fine.
Yeah, that way it's clear.
Okay. Second.
That makes sense.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1946, Clean Delaware Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
All right, we'll call the roll. Mr. Burton?
Oppose the motion.
Mr. Johnson?
I recommend the motion.
Okay, Mr. Smith?
Oppose the motion.
Mr. Ross?
In favor.
And the chair votes in favor. The motion carries 3-2. Our next item is subdivision 2012.